We're going to go down to San Jose. Joe Rizzo is with us. Joe, the San Jose Giants, man, it's every year. We get to this point of the season, and I say, well, when do the playoffs start? And you guys are right there again.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again, Marty. It's been another incredible season. And, you know, we kind of came into the year expecting a great pitching staff, a lot of big names, a lot of top prospects in this starting rotation, and they've delivered. You never know how it's going to develop over the course of a season, but a number of these players, pitchers in particular, have taken big steps forward in San Jose this year, and the result is an 83-56 record right now, best in the league, and a lot of momentum going into the playoffs next weekend.
Yeah, so how do the playoffs work now? Because the San Jose Giants, Joe Rizzo with us, one of the voices of the San Jose Giants. How does it work, Joe? Because you guys get a bye in the first round. Break down the playoffs for me.
Yeah, well, 10 teams in the California League, 5 in each division. We're in the North, and we were fortunate enough to win the first half championship in minor league baseball. A lot of the leagues, as you know, split the season into 2 halves of 70 games. So we did win the first half, so have known we're going to go to the playoffs since about June and get that first round bye. So we're going to await the winner now of the second half champion and the wild card team. In our division, that's Modesto and Visalia, which are D-backs and Rockies prospects. Winner of that series will play San Jose in a best-of-five second-round matchup, and then the winner of that goes on to the championship to take on the South Division winner.
Boy, nice. So the whole West, I mean, not the whole West, but Rockies, Diamondbacks, and Giants will fight it out. Well, what? Just to kind of preview it, what do you know about Modesto and Visalia?
Well, 2 very good teams. You look at the league this year, and the balance of power has definitely shifted up to the North Division. You know, the Rockies have always got power arms coming up, and this year is no different. That Visalia team has got some top hitters. And then down south, Lancaster Ball Club, they won the championship last year. They won the first and second half titles this year. They're an Astros affiliate. Astros are rebuilding, and they're obviously not doing a whole lot of winning right now at the major league level, but that farm system is getting real healthy. So they're a good bunch down there. It's the Cal League playoffs happen quickly. You're talking about best-of-five series for San Jose all the way through. So a lot of pressure for these guys, but I know everyone's looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be terrific. Joe Rizzo with us, the voice of the San Jose Giants. Thinking just so I get in my mind, Lancaster wins both halves. So what do they play, a wild card, and then they move on to the championship, I imagine.
Yeah, if you win both halves, you get 2 wild card teams, and that's what happened down in the
okay.
South Division.
Got it.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, very good. I'm glad you explained that because I really wasn't sure how that worked. But all right, now here come the playoffs. And you look at the staff that you guys are going to throw out there in the best of five. I mean, I'd like to fast forward about 3 years and have all these guys in a Giant uniform. What does the rotation look like for the weekend?
Yeah, that's certainly the hope. And I've asked Andy Skiles, our manager, about it. He hasn't tipped his hand yet. He may wait to see who the opponent's going to be. I would be very surprised if Kyle Crick is not starting in game one. He basically told me he could put all the names in a hat and just draw them, and he'd probably be happy with whatever order he goes with. But Kyle Crick, I would imagine, will be starting an early game. Ty Block was an all-star this year, would be starting game one in just about every other season, leads the league in earned run average. He's a great option. And then you've got Clayton Blackburn and Adalberto Mejia. I mean, these guys are going to be aces on most San Jose ball clubs. And here they are probably starting games 3 and 4. Coming into the year, I asked our pitching coach, Mike Couche, about this staff. And the comment that he mentioned to me that has stuck with me is this is probably the greatest collection of minor league pitching talent that he's ever had in his 25 years of being a pitching coach. And that includes time with the Angels and Padres and now in the Giants system. And I was kind of floored by that comment. Yeah, these are very, very young pitchers, 19, 20, 21 years old. And I think they've far exceeded all expectations. I think Giants fans have a lot to be excited about with what's happened in San Jose this year.
No, I agree with you because the pipeline from San Jose to San Francisco happens. It certainly happens. We've had a lot of players play there. You know, the whole list, we went through it, I'm sure, last year. So many do it. Just give me your professional opinion on the starting staff, because, you know, the Giants are built on pitching. They don't want to trade any of these guys. Give me, rank them for me, just, you know, informally, 1 through 4, and who's closest to maybe being a big leaguer?
Well, that's a good question. I think with what Kyle Crick has done over the past month or so, has taken some big steps forward. Yeah, I think the thought on Kyle coming into the year, someone who throws very hard, a legitimate 95, 96 mile per hour fastball with a power breaking pitch, but very raw. You're not quite sure if he's going to be able to throw enough strikes consistently. But he has developed a changeup in the last month that just was not there for him at the beginning of the season. And it's something that Andy Skiles told me just a few days ago, that at the beginning of the year, you're kind of thinking, well, he's probably 2-3 years away, maybe moves up level by level. And then all of a sudden, he's developed this new pitch, and he's got the third offering to go with the fastball and the breaking ball. And you're wondering, well, maybe he could be a big leaguer by the end of next season. You know, Double-A is going to be the true test,
right,
for a lot of these guys. But I'm a firm believer that he's got a chance maybe by the end of 2014. You know, with other pitchers, you know, Ty Block, Clayton Blackburn, they don't throw quite as hard as Kyle Crick. They're going to have to prove it at every level.
Okay.
And they've done that so far. You know, Clayton Blackburn is still only 20 years of age. He had a great year in Augusta. He's pitched just about as well in San Jose. Ty Block's walked 18 hitters all season.
Mm.
A lefty with a good fastball. He's not a finesse pitcher. He's 91, 92 with pinpoint control. And then I think a favorite of mine is Mejia. 19 years old coming into the year, youngest pitcher in the California League. Missed some time in the first half because of an injury. Has come back strong. He'd be the ace on this San Jose team many years, and a lefty that can throw 92 or 93 with two real good secondary pitches. I think he's got a chance to move quickly as well. I think as a group, you'll see all these guys in Double-A next season, and we generally see players spend an entire year in San Jose, and that's been the case with these four starters. But if you prove it in Double-A, early next year, you're going to find yourself on the fast track. And it would not surprise me if any of these four pitchers put themselves on the fast track with a big first half next year.
Great. Boy, what a great report, Joe. Perfect. Joe Rizzo of the San Jose Giants. He calls the games for them. Joe, just so I understand the playoffs, you will open up at home next Saturday?
Yes, next Saturday, 6 o'clock at Municipal Stadium, and then game 2 on Sunday, also at 6 p.m.
Then it's best of 5, so you go 2 on the road, then 1 more at home. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, the 2 on the road, 3 and 4, and then game 5, Wednesday the 11th, back at Municipal Stadium, and then Championship Series San Jose would have home field the following weekend back at home if they are to advance.
Very good. Oh, good, very good. A lot to look forward to. This is going to be very exciting to follow that next weekend for us. All right, let's look at the offensive side. It's funny, as you were talking, I've had Crick on, Blackburn on, Block on, and Mac Williamson and Andy Skiles, and now you, as we do this each month. So I have a fairly good feel for these young men. They're all exceptional interviews and very well-spoken, and I'm impressed with them, especially Mac Williamson as well. So take me on the offensive side, because there are some people, and I know it's the Cal League, and maybe the ball jumps a lot, but you get to see the swings and what kind of players they are. Give us a few highlights on the offensive side.
Yeah, and I think it does play a little bit more fair, you know, playing half their games in San Jose. It is, I think, a relatively fair ballpark, along with some others in the North Division. But, you know, I think, you know, Mac Williamson, he is the one that certainly stands out. You know, I know Giants fans are desperately hoping for that power-hitting corner outfielder to develop and help the big league team sooner rather than later. And I think Mac's got a great shot, and he's going to be given every opportunity to prove himself in the upper levels of this farm system the next few years. I'm sure we'll see him in big league camp as well, probably as soon as next March. And I think with Mac, and he may have talked to you about this, but a lot of adjustments over the course of the first half, and maybe the numbers weren't there for him. you know, the goal is to develop these hitters to one day be successful big leaguers. And part of the whole development process is maybe making these adjustments. Some of them are minor, some are major, and I credit to Mac to persevere maybe through some frustrating times in April and May. But starting about June 1st, everything just kind of clicked for him, and he's hitting about 340 since the beginning of June. With a lot of power, across the board, one of the best power seasons in San Jose Giants history. 25 homers, 89 RBIs. He can run a little bit. He can throw. Right-handed power is going to play, of course, at AT&T Park. So I think that he'll be given every opportunity, and I look forward to seeing what he can do. Double A Eastern League is a very tough league for young hitters. Max still strikes out a little bit more than I'm sure he would like, so that's going to be a point of emphasis for him. But it's been a great year, and the Giants have been thrilled, I know, with his development this year.
Well, I love looking at the numbers. That Eastern League is the graveyard for power hitters, and you got to really make it through there. Joe, hang on. We'll do another segment with you. I want to ask you about Derek Law and the incredible season he has had out of the bullpen, and Devin Harris, the shortstop, out of East Carolina University, all the home runs he's hit. I just want to hear about some of those guys because, you know the show I do, and we get so many calls about the minor leaguers. You know, I think back through minor league baseball history, you have some teams, the core teams that go from A to AA to AAA, then they all get to the big leagues. And I think of the Dodgers with Albuquerque, the way they used to do that. I think of the Giants with Tacoma and Phoenix, the way they used to do that. And the A's with Birmingham, how they used to do that. I'm sort of getting the feeling on this team with San Jose, maybe this is a core group that will go forward and be part of the Giants for years to come. So sit back, relax, Joe, and I want to ask you about another couple of guys right after this.
KNBR's Giants pregame continues. You're talking baseball with Marty Lurie on The Sports Leader.
Joe Rizzo joins us, voice of the San Jose Giants, and also a friend of Mike Hohler, and we will not hold that against you, okay?
Mike's doing a great job here in San Jose. We love him.
Yes, he does, and boy, he wears those jerseys all the time. He's terrific. But I think he's starting to think about football pretty soon. I think that's where he goes. But, of course, Mike produces the Gary Radnitz Show. We're sitting in for Gary and Larry this morning and getting a couple of emails about that, so I appreciate that. Joe, we talk a lot about the ball club on the pitching side. Derek Law, let's just start with him. And you know, he got promoted from Augusta. He got like one walk and 80 strikeouts or something. How good is this guy?
Yeah, that's not even much of an exaggeration. I've never seen the strikeout to walk. The only thing that comes to mind was when Sergio Romo was pitching here 6 years ago. He was kind of similar in that regard. But, yeah, Derek Law, a starter in college, was really more of a setup man the last year and a half in Augusta. This is the first time in his career that he's closing ball games, and it's been a seamless transition for him. 11 for 11 in save chances, ERA below 2. It 45-1 strikeout to walks in 24 innings.
Wow.
Video game kind of numbers. It really is remarkable. It just seems to have all clicked for him as he arrived in San Jose and shown much more of a fastball than I had anticipated or had read about. It is 94-96, and because he was a starter in the past, he's got kind of that starter's repertoire where he can throw two different breaking balls and a changeup. He's a high intensity, high energy guy out there on the mound. And I think he's someone that might get a look in big league camp next year. I think he'll make the team, of course, coming out of camp, but it's someone that should get a great opportunity in the upper levels of the system next year. And of course, you can never have too much pitching. So he's put himself on the map.
Wow.
With what he's done in San Jose.
Well, you know, some of you guys don't win this championship, there's going to be an investigation. You know that.
I think that's something that Bobby Evans said to Andy Skiles right before opening day when we had our fan fest. Something along those lines. We're giving you all the pitching we've got at this organization right now. And you know, to his credit, the regular season was top of the line.
Yeah, I remember when Lou Wolf said that to Ken Maka. Maka never forgot it. Lou Wolf said in spring training, "I'll see you at the parade."
Yep.
Believe me, that's pressure the whole year. All right, one more. Devin Harris, the shortstop, 22 homers at least. He's a kid who's hitting the ball hard. What does he look like?
Well, he's, you know, he was a 48th round draft pick.
Right.
So one of the late rounds. When you're drafted that low, he's one of those players that will have to, again, prove it on every level. And, you know, minor league baseball, as you know, everyone develops at different rates. And Devin Harris played with San Jose last year and had a miserable first half. And they sent him back down to Augusta, and he turned things around in the second half in the Sally League and then came back up here this season and 40 doubles, 22 home runs. And like Mac Williamson, probably strikes out a little too much, but, you know, it does take different players different amounts of time. You know, Pablo Sandoval had to repeat the California League when he was here and took big step forward in his second season. So you never know with guys, you know, he's got that power potential where you're going to give him a hard look. And he's, I think, exceeded all expectations in San Jose and will get that opportunity in Double A next season.
How's the glove?
He's playing a corner outfielder mainly right now, and it's a good arm. I think I'd put Mac a little bit higher on those defensive skills.
Okay.
But the power is there, and I think he'll get that opportunity next season.
Well, great. Hey, it's a pleasure having you on, Joe. Thank Joe Rizzo. And, you know, call us next weekend if you want. We're on, of course, Saturday. 2 to 5, but that'll be before your game. But Sunday, if you want to call in, I'm on at 9 o'clock Sunday morning. Ron Wotus starts it with us at about 9:10. But if you have time, just give us a call. Patrick will be here, and Raf is here, and we'd love to hear from you. Just get an update on the first game.
Sounds great, Marty. Will do. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, Joe Rizzo. Terrific report. All right, more coming up right here on KMBR 680, the Sports Leader.